And we're hoping that winter is over. Hey, old friend of the show and still a guy hanging around and jumping in here once in a while, Al Pasholka's on the phone this morning. Al, how the heck are you?
Hey, good morning, Jim. 46?
46.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Let the melting begin.
Yes, sir. You'll be sloshing through puddles here for the next couple of weeks, if not a month here, as we get rid of all this snow. But we're here to talk about not the weather, but the state of jobs and employment here in Michigan's Great Southwest, something that you are involved with on a daily basis over at Connect. Texas, as the VP of Government Affairs and other good things over there. So, you guys have a bit of a conundrum facing you in this day and age, something that doesn't really kind of seem to make sense. You got a lot of jobs, but you also have a lot of people that need jobs. What's the hang-up in bringing those two things together?
Yeah, it's a huge issue, and we collect data on the labor market every month, and the first 8 or 9 months, Jim, of the pandemic, one of the things we noted was that the labor market itself didn't really shrink at all. In fact, in a couple of months, we actually gained some people. And as we measured this is more important than the unemployment rate itself. It's the size of the labor market, which is your employed folks and your unemployed folks. And what we've seen over the last 3 months is a real shrinkage of the labor market. In the Tri-County area, Berrien, Cass, Van Buren, that we measure, we're down to about 125,000. That's been as high as 143,000. So it connects us. One of the things that concerns us is what we call the big three. Not GM, Ford, and Chrysler.
Al, that number you're talking about, that's the number of people that are available to work or that want jobs?
Those are people that are working and what the government considers unemployed.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what happens is, as people fall off that, right, after about a month, if you're not collecting unemployment benefits, you just kind of disappear and they don't count it. Well, we do. And what we're saying is, look, the labor market itself now has shrunk from 143 down to 125. And when we talk about the big three, what we're talking about is population size, right?
Mm-hmm.
The aging population and lower academic performance. If you've got those three factors are declining, that really affects the ecosystem that your economy tries to operate and be prosperous in. So those are numbers that we take a really close look at. Now, on the good side, Jim, a couple of things have happened, and this is a Berrien County number. We look at four sectors, healthcare, manufacturing, leisure and hospitality, and agribusiness. Those are kind of the four main sectors that employ folks in Southwest Michigan. Manufacturing and construction actually grew during the pandemic by about 200 jobs. Leisure and hospitality, as expected and as we've talked about, down 37%.
Wow. The pandemic.
As those businesses have been locked up, closed down, whatever. We've seen a huge loss of people, and we're now starting to see some of those folks are going across the border and taking jobs in Indiana.
Yeah.
So that's not good news for that sector at all. And healthcare has been down between 800 and 1,000 jobs in the Tri-County area, and that's been kind of stubborn at that level for the last year. So there's some good news, but there's some troubling news out there as well. Now on the plus side, we have 1,650 jobs listed on miworks.org, miworks.org. If you click on there, you'll find 1,650 openings. So while we've got kind of high unemployment, we've got high demand from employers as well.
We as a community have always kind of prided ourselves or patted ourselves on the back for having a rather a good variety of work resources or opportunities to work in the various different categories that you laid out, a diversity of opportunity, I guess might be a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the case? Is that still a plus for the community here?
It is, and especially on the manufacturing side, because we're not just totally reliant on autos, we've been able to weather this storm a little bit better. But as you look at the leisure, hospitality, retail sector, man, they have taken it in the teeth big time. And another thing we measure is small business activity. And in Berrien County alone, in January, these are some Google Analytics and all the nerds get deep into this stuff. The small business revenue is down 45% in Berrien County alone in January. So people are going out less, obviously.
Yeah.
Are people even comfortable on the demand side? That'll be the big question as we come out of this.
Yeah, Spencer had a story this morning about whether or not we're going to be comfortable traveling in the near future. And the number was, I think, like 62% saying not so much. And that's going to be a factor, I think, in opening all of this stuff up. Are we comfortable going back into a bar setting? Are we comfortable going back into a crowded store? Or are we just going to continue to sit and order things in our underpants in the den, you know? So.
And Jim, the other part of this is the demand there? And one of the things we're going to try to measure starting next week, we're going to put a survey up on miworks.org asking some of those questions about have you been unemployed? What are the barriers of you going back to work? And collect some of that data from employees. We survey employers a lot. What we haven't done is ask the public, hey, are you comfortable? What are the issues? Yeah. Is it childcare? Is it transportation? Is it because the kids are on a Zoom call at school instead of being in-person learning? So we want to collect some of that information as well as we move forward. But we got to get these jobs filled. So that's gonna create some activity.
Right. Well, I've seen a number of articles as well recently of an expected a surge and need to get out and partake in, particularly the restaurant scene and that sort of thing, as this starts to open up. Are you anticipating that? Do you think that might draw some of those people back, say, as you said earlier, that have like gone across the border to get jobs? It might bring them back here when the jobs reopen?
Yeah, I think there is some pent-up demand that's there, and people are going to be itching, I think, to get out and probably spend some money. And actually, if you look at the savings rate in the United States right now, is higher than it's been in decades. So a lot of folks, while they're unsure of the economy, what they are doing is kind of paying off debt and banking some dollars. So there will be some pent-up demand. And as you know, we're in the middle of first quarter. And whether it's the radio business or the restaurant business or the retail business, first quarter is a tough time anyway.
Yeah.
And to be locked down during first quarter makes it doubly tough.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned those jobs that are available and, the pent up or the need to fill those jobs. I've read quite a bit here of late of a refocus on training people into the manufacturing sector for jobs that are available there, as opposed to only concentrating on the four-year academic degree. And there seems to be some sort of appetite for that of late. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, absolutely, especially in the trades, construction trades, whether it's plumbing or carpentry or anything working with your hands, machine tool. As we mentioned, manufacturing and construction, we've actually gained jobs during the pandemic. So there are opportunities out there, and what we've got to do is match those skill sets, right? So as the state talks about things like Reconnect, the Reconnect program, the Futures for Frontliners, those are all training opportunities through the community colleges where you can get some of those skills. They're flexible enough to get you into those training programs and into a job.
Are you seeing any positive benefits on the emphasis on the STEM programs in high schools?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And going further in the future, we know science, technology, engineering, math, there's going to be a lot of demand there. And the more our kids get involved in that, robotics programs, working with their hands, the better off and the more skill sets they'll have, the more marketable they'll be in the future. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you believe Andrew Yang, you better learn to work with robots. Otherwise, you're going to be working for robots.
No, that's a good point. But there's a lot of demand out there right now. I just encourage folks, and it runs the gamut, Jim. I mean, we've got everything listed on that website from engineering to bank teller. I mean, there's entry level positions. One of the things we have noticed as well during this pandemic now, as we're hopefully starting to come out of it, is there are a lot of entry level positions open. So if you're a young person, you're looking to get into the job market, now is really a great time to do that.
Yeah, I've been talking about Hanson Mold here for quite some time with some commercials they're running about their four-year apprenticeship program, where basically, you know, they're paying for your tuition, and there are plenty of those types of opportunities out there. A young person today looking for not just a job, but a place to start in a career, what do you guys recommend over at Kinexus? What are the first steps that those people need to take?
Well, and you mentioned one of them here is apprenticeship programs. And one of the things we're encouraging young people and the community at large, too, is to create a lot of mentoring, internship, apprenticeship programs and connect our young people to what is available here. I think that's really, really important. I mean, and to connect them to career ladders, not just jobs. And I think so many times we do talk about jobs, jobs, jobs. And it really is about a career ladder. Here's where you'll start at this particular company. Maybe you won't stay there.
Yeah, chances.
In that particular job category, maybe you move up.
Chances,
right?
In this day and age, chances are pretty good you won't. The old days of working for a company for 40 years and getting your watch and going home, those are long gone.
Yeah, I mean, look at Moody. We can't even get rid of him after 40 years. He's still there.
I know. We give him a watch every couple of months.
What is it with this guy? Now he's doing Moody on the move. Well, we're trying to move you, Moody. We tried to move you out. Damn.
That man is just a gem, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just a workaholic. I mean, I've just never seen a guy. I mean, he's writing more stories than two or three newspapers combined.
I know. Well, we're happy to have him still on board here. Al Pasholka, it is always a delight to pick your brain and see what's going on in this particular case on the job front here in Southwest Michigan. It sounds like you're relatively optimistic, but you do have challenges and holes that we need to fill, right?
Yeah, that's right. I just encourage folks again, miworks.org. There's 1,650 jobs there, and starting next week, we'll do a quick little survey monkey to identify what some of those barriers are so that we can communicate that to our employers and say, hey, look, folks are still a little nervous. Maybe you got to do a little bit more on making your workplace safer to encourage people to come back. So hopefully we'll have some data on that, and we'll report that back out to you as well. Perfect. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Come on, spring. Come on, vaccines. Come on, baseball.
There you go.
All right, Al. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jim.
It's 7:24.